Greetings, listeners. The title of this episode is Rocky Road. I had three ideas for the opening music, but couldn't decide which one to go with, so you get all three, you lucky things. Been down that rocky road. Rocky! Inspiration for this podcast comes in many ways, and on this occasion it was sitting on a bus with a school football team. My mind originally went to the word bus and songs with the word bus in the title. There are quite a few, and it may be a topic for another episode, but my second thought was the one I went with, songs with the word road in the title. With a very little bit of research, and using my own knowledge to fill in some songs that were overlooked, it was pretty easy to get over 120 titles. A lot of these aren't rock tunes, of course, but there's plenty that are. Now, at the risk of upsetting some listeners, there's quite a number of well-known songs with road in the title that I won't be featuring, as I decide to pick a dozen songs that I really like that in some way have had an impact on me. After compiling my dozen, I realise that I've seen 8 of the 12 acts in concert and would have loved to have seen the others. Only one of these four is still active but performing in a different style these days, and some of the others have broken up, passed away, or a mixture of both. Let's start with some of the songs you may have expected to hear mentioned that aren't. Apologies to fans of these acts and songs, some of which arguably aren't rock anyway. Bruce Springsteen, Thunder Road. Steve Earle, Copperhead Road. Van Morrison, Bright Side of the Road. Canned Heat, On the Road Again. Sheryl Crow, Every Day is a Winding Road. The Beatles, Why Don't We Do It in the Road. I could feel a collective gasp from Beatles fans who thought I'd left out their other rather good song about a road. Don't worry, it's in the countdown. Pearl Jam, Long Road. Black Sabbath, Hard Road. Lindsey Buckingham, Holiday Road, although I did use it in the intro. Road to Nowhere, Talking Heads. Motorhead, We Are the Road Crew. Queens of the Stone Age, River in the Road. And John Fogerty, or John Fogerty, depending who you ask, The Old Man Down the Road. So without further ado, let's kick off my top 12 songs. Number 12 brings back memories as I have it on a 1987 Australian-only four-track cassette, also known as a Kasingle, and it features exclusive live recordings and includes a wallet-sized photo. I really wanted to see this tour, which sold out 5 nights at the Melbourne Entertainment Centre, but didn't get to see them until 8 years later. The cassette's title is Bon Jovi Live! On Tour, and the road song is Tokyo Road, track 1, side 2 of their second studio album, 7,800 degrees Fahrenheit. Why 7,800 degrees Fahrenheit, I hear you ask? The album's title was a reference to the supposed melting point of rock, equivalent to 4,313 degrees Celsius, as the Fahrenheit scale is mainly used only in the United States. 7,800 degrees Fahrenheit thus suggested American hot rock. Number 11. I had the privilege of seeing the next act in my home city on a double bill at a winery with Blondie. What a great show they both put on, but I think this band may have won the people's vote for the day. I'm referring to The Pretenders and the song Middle of the Road. It peaked at number 19 on the US pop singles chart and number 2 on the US mainstream rock chart in January 1984, where it stayed for 4 weeks. It's a great track, and the legendary Chrissie Hynde rocks out on harmonica in the closing stages. Number 10. This song was released as the band's debut single from their 6th album, which is titled Once More Round the Sun. It was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Metal Performance, but lost to Tenacious D's cover of Dio's The Last in Line. What the? The song is High Road by Mastodon. Mastodon has 3 lead vocalists in their 4-man lineup, and I have to say that Troy Sanders, who takes the lead here, is my least favourite of the 3, but this is my favourite track with him singing. The chorus brings in drummer Bran Daler, my favourite of their vocalists, and is a highlight of the song, along with some great guitar work in the last third of the tune. I caught some of Mastodon's set at a Soundwave festival, but would love to see a full stage show at some point. Number 9 is a change of pace to a very pretty acoustic tune, and it comes from a band known for their funk and rock, but also the occasional quiet detour like this one. It was released as an album's fifth and final single in 2000. With the song only being released in Europe and Australia, it is amongst the least known singles the band has released. As a result, it did not garner much recognition or airplay outside the band's fan base. It's Road Trippin' by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I've seen the Chili Peppers live once in Brisbane in 1996 when Dave Navarro was in the band. I would have to say it's not one of my favourite concerts ever. I had some gripes with the set list and it was just lacking something. I remember local lads Regurgitator going down a storm as the opening act.
Road tripping with my two favourite allies. Fully loaded, we got snacks and supplies. Time to leave this town, it's time to steal away. Let's go get lost anywhere in the USA. Let's go get lost, let's go get lost.
Number 8. I'm an unashamed fan of hair metal, cock rock, call it what you will, from 80s America, and this one goes back to 1988. It's from this band's second album, and I think the album is an underrated classic. It peaked at number 10, sold 3 million copies in the US, had songs that charted at 12, 20, 36, and this track at 51, but is overlooked today. Featuring one of the most unique vocalists of the genre, who is also an interesting songwriter, here is one of the acts I haven't seen live. It is Cinderella with Gypsy Road. Number 7. This track features a great film clip in the cheesy, humorous style that this band has become known for across a number of their music videos. It was the second single from their sixth studio album, and it topped the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart for 7 consecutive weeks, and reached number 2 on the mainstream rock tracks in early 2008. It peaked at number 89 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song's number 1 position on the Modern Rock chart gave them a record by becoming the first act to reach number 1 on the chart in each of 4 consecutive years. I've been fortunate enough to see them live 4 times, twice in Hobart, once in Melbourne, and once in Sydney. The song is Long Road to Ruin by the Foo Fighters. Number 6 is one of the lesser known tracks in this countdown, unless you're a fan of this man's solo work, after he left the mega selling band he fronted. It is a blues song written and first recorded by John D. Loudermilk in 1960 that was a hit for the Nashville Teens in 1964 and has since become a standard across several musical genres. The 1964 version was a transatlantic pop hit, reaching number 6 on the UK singles chart and number 14 on the US singles chart. Unfortunately, I've never seen the great man live. With the fourth and final single to be released from his debut solo album, Eat 'em and Smile, here is David Lee Roth with Tobacco Road. Number 5 is not really on the rock spectrum, veering towards the countryside of this band's output, but the reason it made the top five is the amazing quality of the vocal harmonies. I first became aware of the song on their live album from 1980. If you've listened to episode 2 of this podcast, you've heard my stories about seeing these guys live. I'm referring to the Eagles, of course, and Seven Bridges Road.
You decide you should go. There is a taste of time, sweet and honey, down the Seven Bridges Road.
Number 4. I was a bit of a late convert to this next performer. Despite liking some of his earlier singles, I never fully got on board until his 1989 solo album, which peaked at number 3 on the US Billboard 200 and was certified 5 times platinum in the US. I then went heavily into his earlier work and realised what I'd been missing all these years. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2017, and his passing hit me harder than most celebrities. With a great track from one of my favourite albums, Full Moon Fever, here is Tom Petty with Love Is a Long Road. Number 3. I gave this one away in the intro. Safe to say, I never saw this band live as they split up when I was 2. I'm talking about the Beatles and one of my favourite songs of theirs, The Long and Winding Road. Interestingly, the version I grew up with was Wings from the Wings Over America triple live album, which features a great vocal performance by Paul McCartney. As a Beatles song, The Long and Winding Road came from their 1970 album, Let It Be. It was written by Paul McCartney and credited to Lennon McCartney. When issued as a single in May 1970, a month after the Beatles' breakup, it became the group's 20th and last number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the United States. Final two artists I've seen live twice, and interestingly, given their international standing, both times were in Tasmania. Number 2. I often say they don't write them like they used to, and this song is a perfect example of that. A story within a song, we start with a man setting up a home in the wilderness. The area eventually grows into a city with factories and 6 lanes of traffic. It finishes with the singer expressing his dissatisfaction with his life in his home city. The track is Telegraph Road by Dire Straits, and along with the interesting lyrics, the closing musical minutes of this 14-minute epic are superb. Track 1, Side 1 of their Love Over Gold album from 1982, and one of the first albums I listened to through headphones. This came in handy for track 2, the only other song on Side 1 of the album, Private Investigations. Speaking of they don't write them like they used to. And now, number 1. The title track from the album I consider to be the greatest of all time, and one of my favourite songs since I was a small child. There's only one song that could rank at number 1 in my list of songs about roads, and that is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John. According to Wikipedia, it has been widely praised by critics. Some consider it a strong contender for John's finest song ever. Rolling Stone lists the song at 390 of its 500 greatest songs of all time. In the US, it was certified gold on 4th of January 1974, platinum on 13th of September 1995, and 2 times platinum on the 2nd of March 2020 by the RIAA. Goodbye Yellow Brick Road is still regularly included in Elton's live performances, and he named his farewell tour after the song, the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Number 1. I hope you've enjoyed this trip down the road with me. Be sure to check out episode 10 for songs about night. Bring it on, I say.